God.
Let's see, if a child was just learning to dress himself, the mother might come in and she would put the clothes down in front of the child and she would say, well, here.
Put them on.
Well, start a sentence with the word here. Here, blank, your clothes.
Yes, but I want you to put them on.
Well, it's starting with here, filling in the blank, and then ending with clothes. Here, blank, your clothes.
Here are your clothes.
Okay, fine. If you met a little boy on the street and he was afraid of you, you might say to him, don't cry, I blank to hurt you.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. And if we were having, no, let me skip that one. If somebody gave you a ride and then you were thanking him, I've forgotten who I'm talking about. And if somebody gave you a ride and you were thanking him, he might say, well, that's all right, we blank going in anyway.
We were going this way anyway.
Fine. And if you were talking about the old days when things were better, you might lean back and say, ah, blank, blank, the good old days.
Those are the good old days.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And if somebody said, was it you I saw in town yesterday and it had not been, you would say, no, it...
They'd probably say it wasn't me, but that's the wrong... It's mm-hmm. not I, it's supposed to be, but...
Would you say me? It wasn't me?
I think so.
I would. I would always say it wasn't me. So. I never use I in that context.
Sounds put on to me. Mm-hmm.
If a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she might take a little square of cloth and use that as a...
Sample.
Mm-hmm. And if she saw a dress that was attractive, she might say, that's a very blank dress.
Pretty.
Mm-hmm. And then she'd see another one and she'd say, oh, that's even...
Prettier.
Mm-hmm. And what might she wear over her dress in the kitchen?
Apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you use a...
Pen.
And to put on a baby's diaper, you use a...
A pen. It's spelled differently.
Do they sound alike to you, those two?
One's pen, P-E-N, pen. The other one's pen.
Do you say them the same?
Not exactly.
Not exactly, okay. Then the material that cans were made of is called what? Or roofs?
Tin can.
Yeah, and a dime is worth how much?
10 cents.
Do you say those alike?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Lots of people do in the South. That's mm-hmm. that's very common. And what would you put on to keep warm in the wintertime over your jacket?
Overcoat.
All right. And a three-piece suit, what would the pieces be?
Vest, pants, and coat.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other names for pants?
Trousers.
Mm-hmm. How about work pants?
I call them...
How about the kind with the bib and the straps?
Oh, they're called overalls.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. If you went out without your coat and then someone carried it to you, he might say, here, I have blank you your coat.
Bought you your coat.
Mm-hmm. And then you might say, the delivery boy blanked this package.
Brought this package.
And I will. Same word.
Brain?
Yeah, fine. I didn't have a good example for that one. The coat won't fit this year, but last year it blanked perfectly.
Fitted.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And if your old clothes wore out, meaning your old matching outfit, you might have to go and buy yourself a...
That's right. Jacket?
Well, you have to buy the whole thing. It's a
suit.
And it's not an old suit, it's a... If you just buy it, it's a...
Suit clothes.
The opposite of old, it's a...
New suit.
Yeah. And if you stuffed a lot of things in your pockets, it would make them...
Bulge.
Mm-hmm. And if you washed a shirt and it had not been sanforized, then it might...
Shrink.
And yesterday I washed it and it...
Shrunk.
And many times it has...